Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Enigma Fishing, Cast, Catch, Repeat. Visit Anderson, South Carolina, home of beautiful Lake Hartwell. Phoenix Boats, experience the difference. And by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. I'm Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, the College National Championship, and the College Bracket event leading up to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/bass or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Nation button at bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. The Guaranteed Rate Bassmaster Elite is underway on the St. Lawrence River and Lake Ontario, and man, did those guys come out of the gate on day one. All 90 anglers had a five fish limit. 61 had at least 20 pounds, a 4 pound average, and the top 10 pretty much all over 25 pounds. A smooth 5 pounds per smallmouth bass. Rookie Jacob Fouts sat on top after day one with 27.9. Just 10 ounces back was fellow rookie Jay Zakurat. That place is just unreal. Now, we're going to have a complete report next week with the top three joining us as well. But in the meantime, we have a champion from the St. Croix Bassmaster Open at Oneida Lake presented by Mossy Oak Fishing. Casey Smith, a hammer from my old neck of the woods, put together an incredible, consistent week with 18.7, 18.12, 18.10 to take the win by 2 pounds over his protege, Liam Blake. Casey is coming up in the Rapala winner's circle. A former NFL All-Pro, Trent Cole, was also at that open, and Cole has a fascinating story as he makes a transition from the field to the woods and water, and he's coming up today as well. And in the leadoff role, Pete Gluzek, the co-founder with Mike Iaconelli of the Bass University. Pete also fished Oneida, and he has more info on Bass U TV for us as well. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee as we launch this episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Five fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of a truck or a car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham. And I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Let's go!
Think you know bass fishing? Time to prove it. Bassmaster now has two fantasy games giving you even more opportunities to win. Play Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and the Mercury Bassmaster Dream the Lake Challenge. Get in position for a chance to win some great prizes, including a $15,000 shopping spree at Bass Pro Shops and fishing trips with Davey Hyde and Mark Zona. Every tournament is a chance to win, and there's more than $90,000 in prizes. You can't win if you don't play, plus it's free. To find details, sign up and play all season, visit BassmasterFantasy.com.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at BassU.TV. Do you want to catch more and bigger bass? Well, whether you're a beginner or an aspiring pro, BassU.TV has courses for you. BassU.TV features over 900 training courses from the most talented anglers on the planet, including Mike Iaconelli, Greg Hackney, Jason Christie, John Cox, Hank Cherry, and many more. Courses cover everything bass fishing from power to finesse. If you like to pitch a big creature bait into heavy cover, well, they'll help you with that. Do you want to learn how to drop shot deep water for big smallies? BassU.TV has that covered as well. Plus, learn how the pros break down new waters and check out the advanced courses on tournament preparation and strategy. If you want to become a better bass angler, visit BassU.TV/radio and sign up. That's BassU.TV/radio and begin learning today. The Bass University. Never stop learning.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and getting things started with the guy. Look, it's a sponsor spotlight segment, but we're talking fishing because Pete Kluzik, he is one of the founders of BassU and BassU TV, and he's also an angler, and he's a really good angler too. I mean, we heard Mike Iaconelli about 2 months ago on the show talk about how good an angler he felt Pete was, and Pete's been fishing the Open Series as well. He had a good day one at Oneida, not so good on day two, but you know, he did finish in the middle of the pack, and he joins us now. Pete, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Tom. I wish you'd called me after last year's Oneida. I did. Yeah. I shined a little brighter last year than I did this year, but it's that's a challenging lake. But man, I really do love fishing the Opens and competing at that level. It's a blast, and you know, I'm looking forward to the next one. My home body of water,
yeah,
the Chesapeake, is last on the schedule. Can't wait.
That's interesting about that. You know, we got Trent Cole coming up in the next segment, and he says that's his home body of water is too as well. He's down in South Jersey on his farm down there, and he says the same thing. So it's going to be interesting. There's going to be some great sticks. And look, we'll get to BassU in a minute, but you know, you've been fishing these Opens long enough. 220 boats in these deals, local sticks. You got guys coming over there trying to get back into the Elite Series. You've got some cherry picking guys that are the elite anglers that also fish these things. Ike fish there at Oneida with you guys. These things are tougher to win than anything else on the planet, I think. I think this is tougher to win one of these than it is what these guys are doing up there at the St. Lawrence River this week.
You know, I mean, you make a valid point. It's hard to say that we got a tougher field than the elites, but there is no doubt these Opens are tough. I think the thing that makes the Opens tough is, just like you said, it's a 200. We had 225, I think, at this last event. So you have to be able to pattern the fish, but you've got to be able to have like areas to survive all the fish. Like your spot 1, 2, and 3 are going to be taken up by other competitors. So you've got to be able to compete with your 4th, 5th, and 6th best areas or best patterns. So it really adds a really tough dynamic. But so it is a test of the best. And you know, if you're gonna be the best, you got to beat the best. So you know, that's the trick of the Opens. It's definitely a tough field, but I love being in it.
You need to go listen. If you go to BassU.TV, you can find videos there about making adjustments on the fly during tournaments, because you can find videos about everything. So maybe you got to go back to BassU.TV and then look at some of these videos about what to do on day three and day two and day three during a tournament. That could work.
Yeah, well, we've got great decision-making tournament strategies on BassU TV. So yeah, I listen. I constantly and I'm updating myself. A lot of the guys are whether this level or the elite level. We have guys that they're not only teachers, but they're subscribers to BassU, because the day you stop learning is the day you start falling behind. And that's what we've created here at Bass U, and we're real proud of it. And, you know, we're showcasing a lot of really great new stuff all the time. Like the target lock from Humminbird, we were fortunate to be one of the first to get on the water and work with yeah. the target lock. Amazing technology. And that's available right now over at Bass U TV, amongst just about anything you need that's going to help you become a better angler. It's all right there, Tom.
I can't tell you how many hours BassU, .TV saved me in terms of my learning my electronics, because we've had so much advancement in the electronics in recent years with the forward facing and the 360 and everything else that you know, you can sit out there on the water and you learn that stuff and how to fine tune it and everything else. But you go to a video for 30 minutes at BassU.TV. And I was hours down the road in terms of, okay, this is what I got to do.
Electronics are big, right? Everybody's using, you know, forward-facing sonar to crush tournaments. But you know what's interesting about that, Tom? There is an entire sect of the fishing population that is, like, going counter to that,
yes.
right? We've got these technical guys that are loving it, winning tournaments. And then you've got those guys that love to fish in the dirt and, you know, just pitch a jig, fish a frog, fish dirt shallow. And we've actually got some amazing content on both, depending on your style of fishing, depending on you, the way you want to learn and compete or just catch fish consistently. We've got both. And that's important. One of the things that I try to teach guys is one of the most important things as an angler is you've got to understand your own personal strength and your weaknesses. And in order to win tournaments, you've really got to pattern fish towards your strengths.
Yeah.
And that's key. So if you're a guy that likes to fish shallow, we've got Greg Hackney and we've got Ish Monroe. We've got the best shallow water anglers on the planet. And if you want to learn the new technology, we've got the new Humminbird stuff. We've got all the forward-facing stuff, too.
That's what I love about John Cox is that he's like, yeah, this week I'm going to have to fish deeper, maybe, you know, 6 to 8 feet deep, you know, to say, look, I just love it. It's a man after my own heart because I'm a power fisherman and I want to fish shallow. And I felt like I was like something was wrong with me. And I've got the electronics, you know, on the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix. I got the electronics. It's just and they are very valuable. There's no doubt about that. But I just want to. I love target fishing and I want to fish shallow and you know, and where I live here in the dirty South, you know, it gets hot, it gets tough in the summertime, but it's so neat to be able to go there and see videos about how to catch fish shallow in 85 degree water. You know what I mean? And it makes you, it gives you confidence more than anything else. As much as you're learning a technique, you also get confidence when you see a video by Greg Hackney talking about digging them out shallow or by, you know, whoever it is. You know, I think that's one of the things you take to the lake as well after you watch some of these videos.
Confidence is key, giving you ideas and strategies that, you know, so what's the worst feeling? You're out there and you get lost. You're like, man, I'm not getting bit and I don't know what to do. I don't know where to begin to attack. And that's what we really want to create from our anglers is their ability to adjust, to always have a plan, always have a strategy that you can go to and be successful. Whether you just want to fish ponds and lakes and no, you know, you're not a tournament guy, or if you're a tournament guy, you know, we want you to be able to catch fish consistently. We want you to be fishing confidently, no matter what rod you pick up, whether you're picking up a drop shot or a topwater or a spinnerbait. You know, I want you to have equal confidence in each one of those tools. So we always want you to have answers and have a direction and be able to fish enthusiastically with confidence in no matter what body of water you're fishing. So that's why we spend a lot of time working with PowerPoint presentations, working with our speakers so that they're conveying their message in a way that when an angler watches our content, he's going to have a really good shot at going out and duplicating that technique himself.
Pete Kluzik with us from BassU.TV, and you can go there and register. It's very, very affordable, and you get access to all of these videos. It's absolutely tremendous, the information that they have there. In our last minute here, Pete, there's something about fishermen that love to teach. You know, a lot of people think, oh, they're not going to tell us their best secrets. They're not going to tell us their best stuff. They're not going to tell us about the juice. Yes, they do. And it's really, it is amazing the number of different guys that are featured at BassU and the fact that they just love to teach.
They do. They really do. And we try to pick the cream of the crop, and we have. And you'll hear guys, and it's a common theme. They'll say, man, I can't believe I'm sharing this with you, but because it's BassU, we're gonna give the goods, and they do. You know, no matter who it is, whether it's Brandon Polinick or Ike or whoever, you know, Brandon Cobb, you know, whoever's teaching, there's something that happens when you have to teach somebody how to do something that you're pretty good at. You have a sense of responsibility. And there's a certain standard that we hold you to at BassU that we want you to be able to share that little detail that makes the difference, that makes all the difference.
No doubt.
So our speakers are great. We love having them, and we new content every single week at BassU tied to the season. So come on over, check it out. It's the frog days of summer right now. We'll hook you up with a pair of Terminator frogs for signing up for a Bass University annual subscription. Come on over and check it out.
Very, very cool. It's at BassU.TV. Pete Kluzik has been our guest. Pete, I appreciate you, man. Good luck at the Chesapeake. We'll talk again down the road.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Holy smoke!
There's a way to the top. Bass Nation.
The dream was to fish the Bassmaster Classic.
Started fishing ponds with my grandpa when I was young. Here I am now, third year on the Elite Series.
There's no way I would be living my dream. There's no way I would be fishing the Elite Tour.
For a lot of the guys that work and the weekend guys, that's your only route. Without Bass Nation, I wouldn't be here today.
Find a club near you at Bassmaster.com/nation.
Bass Nation, let me hear you.
You know, I've known the guys from Enigma Fishing for a few years now, and I think I have a pretty good feel for the top two priorities for them. Make quality products and get them to the public at a great price. But now they're taking it to the next level with this special buy one, get one free deal. This month, all Pesca and Valkyrie reels are buy one, get one. Two for the price of one. And you can get four pair of Pesca polarized sunglasses for just $100? I mean, you better jump on that one soon. Go to EnigmaFishing.com now. That's EnigmaFishing.com. Tom Abraham here for my friend Brian Hammaker and his team at North Alabama Mortgage. Look, buying a home is the biggest purchase you will make in your life, and it can be a bit intimidating, so you want people that can help walk you through the mortgage process and get you the best deal possible. That's what North Alabama Mortgage does, and they do it in Alabama, Tennessee, and Florida, from first-time purchases to refis, conventional, VA, FHA, and USDA loans. They have the solution at North Alabama Mortgage. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com to learn more. That's North Alabama Mortgage.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Now, welcome back, Phoenix Boats, Bassmaster Radio. And, you know, as many of you know by now, I am a kind of a crossover guy. I'm a guy that's a former college football coach that does ESPN radio in the state of Alabama as well. But I've always had a passion for bass fishing, fished all my life, been a member of bass for over 40 years now, going back 1981. I bought a lifetime membership of bass when I was just 20 years old. And so I'm always fascinated in, when you hear stories about guys that have come from other disciplines and have crossed over into the world of fishing. Trent Cole was an outstanding edge rusher for the Philadelphia Eagles and Indianapolis Colts is where he finished his career. This guy's got 90 and a half sacks. It was just a stud in the NFL. It was all pro, was a pro bowler, did all of that stuff. But he's also a guy that's always loved the outdoors, hunting and fishing. And now, at this age, he has decided, you know what, I'm going to make a run at a professional fishing career. And he's been fishing the opens. He's had some success out there, but he's going through all of the processes. And so he's joining us now here to talk a little bit about his journey. And he joins us. Trent, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Oh, great, man. Great. And thank you for having me, man.
Well, I appreciate what you are trying to do because, you know, it's weird. You age out of the NFL and you're like 35 years old. And you're like, what do we do now? You know what I mean? People think of you as an old dude but you're right in the prime of the guys that are out there, you know, trying to make it in the professional fishing world. You could have a whole nother career as a professional fisherman. So you went from an old dude on the football field to a young guy, you know, trying to make it in the in professional fishing.
Yeah, it's just like I said, I'm taking on, you know, seeing something new here, and it's a different profession. And, I'm as a competitor, I'm a very competitive person. So when I got out, I was like, man, that's the type of person I am. I want to compete, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I found something that I could compete in. And, but it was always something I loved to do already, and that I did. And it happened to be, you know, just be lucky to happen to have fishing. Bass fishing and be able to fish these Bassmaster Opens that I'm fishing now, and, you know, taking my career right and trying to take it to the top here, and getting an opportunity to just, you know, to make it to the Bassmaster Classic, that the place where everybody wants to be.
Man, wouldn't that be something, you know, to be able to have that kind of a second career? And you talked about the competitive nature of you and a guy that obviously played football at a very high level, and you got to find a way to continue that competition. A lot of guys pick up golf or other things, but do you feel like you're competing against the field, or do you feel like you're competing against that little green fish that you can't catch enough of five pounders? You know what I mean? Where are you putting your energy?
I gotta say, it was very eye-opening and you know what I'm saying, very humbling too. You know, because the freedom, I can tell you this, my first time, you know, being out turn fish, I'm thinking like, okay, I'm going to go out here and get five. I'm getting me a limit. And come to find out that a limit is very, very hard to get. You know what I'm saying? And then you see these other guys coming in with limits, you know what I'm saying, fishing 3 days straight and coming in with limits. And you're like, gosh, these guys, you know what I'm saying, your respect for, you know, how these guys, you know what I'm saying, as, I guess, athletes, as professional fishermen, I mean, it's just crazy that, you know what I'm saying, but it's not that easy like everybody thinks it is, you know what I mean, to go out there and to be able to do what these guys can do, you know?
Yeah.
And that's where it comes in, where I found out that when you're out there, you're competing with yourself, you know, you're competing with yourself because there's a way to catch some fish, and because there's other guys doing it, but there's a way to do it. And I think the game of the sport of fishing, it's all in the individual, you know what I'm saying? All individual, you know, how's he going to approach the game? I mean, how's he going to approach the water? How's he going to approach these fish or what species he's catching? You know, it takes time and you got to know what you're doing.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Trent Cole with us here. And now, look, you finished in the top half at Oneida. You finished 1 ounce behind a guy that's on this show with you today, by the way. Pete Kluzek, also on this show from Bass U. And, of course, you know Casey Smith's coming up later on in our Rapala Winner Circle as well. So it's not like you're not catching any fish out there. You're 27 pounds, 14 ounces. The thing that struck me, and I've been a tournament fisherman my whole life, but, you know, never a guy that fished 3 and 4 day events like this. What blows my mind is the ability that these guys have to adjust. It's one thing to go out there one day and get on them, and you're on them. You go there the next day, and it's like, okay, now they're doing something else. I got to find them someplace else. These guys that seem to be very, very competitive and have been doing this for a long time, they seem to make incredible adjustments from one day to the next. They know how to follow the fish around the lake, if you will.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing, you're right. And you hit it dead on. is one thing is that I had to, you know, when you talk about adjusting, that was the thing, man. Every day was seemed like it was different, and them guys be able to adjust like they can do, man. It's just, it blows my mind. That's what kind of drives me. You know what I'm saying? He drives me bored to know, want to know, and that's what I learned, is, you know, just keep my eyes, you know, ears open, and be acceptable to learning and listen, and you know what I'm saying, and find a way to get to that point. You know what I'm saying? Because it's 3/8 of fishing. And these guys, just like I was a pass rusher, like I'm a pass rusher, you know, I'm a natural pass rusher. When they call me a pass rusher, I'm getting to a point to where I'm not thinking when I go make a move. Like wherever my opponent gives what position he gives me, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna make a move right off a snap. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make a quick move. These guys, they look at the water. They look at the water, look at the sky. You know what I'm saying? Look at the water temperature. There's a lot of different components to look at. You know what I'm saying? Knowing what to throw that day, and these guys can drop this with time. Like I said, it takes time, and it's a marathon in this fishing game. And these guys know how to just, man, they know what to throw right there and then.
6'3", 270 pounds. When you played, have you slimmed down? I know a lot of guys, a lot of my buddies that played in the NFL that were huge. Brad Hopkins is a very good friend of mine, and Brad played at 340, 330, 340 as a left tackle for the Titans, and he's like 250 now. You know, we know a lot of guys that lost weight make it easier on your legs and so on. You're out there standing day after day after day fishing. As you said, these guys are athletes too. I mean, they are. This isn't like going fishing for, you know, a half a day with a 6-pack of beer. These guys are athletes. Have you took a little bit of that weight off just to make it easier on you?
There's other things that I do, just, you know, staying off the water. You know, I farm, right. And it's all part of my health. It's all, it keeps me going. It keeps me getting in the morning, especially when you're out there fishing. I mean, you're encountering, you know, saying windy days when there's 3-footers.
Right.
You know, saying, and you know, saying standing that long up on a deck. Oh, you do feel some. It brings out some of the old wounds that you had as a player, and I could certainly tell you that it's a grind out there. It's a grind out there.
Yeah. Now you had 90.5 sacks in the NFL. You're fishing the opens, which means you got a co-angler with you. So I might draw you at some point in time. I fish the opens as a co-angler as well, but you're out there fishing them as a pro. If you get frustrated, I mean, do your coach have anything to worry about? Do you ever start thinking, like, I got to hit somebody? I'm sacking somebody here in the boat, and you're the only other person here in the boat. You know, if you break a line or anything, it's got to be such a different mentality because you don't have that physical release, you know what I mean, that you get on the football field.
Yeah, that's just one thing about fishing, man. You got to get your mind clicked in and keep your eye on the, you know what I'm saying, on the goal, you know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. There's times where I've lost big, big fish that could put me in the top 10. I mean, literally, I could tell you this on this one. There's times where, you know, I should have been in that top 10, and I lost some big fish. And it just, I mean, it ate at me the rest of the 3-4 hours I had left, you know what I'm saying? But you can't let it, you know, you gotta focus all that energy, you know what I'm saying, that mental energy to, you know what I'm saying, to keep fishing and fishing hard and just keep going and just, you know, and keep doing what you're doing, you know?
Yeah. Former NFL star Trent Cole with us here talking about his the early journeys here of his fishing career. And I got to say now, you made some pretty good money. I mean, you were an all-pro, you're a pro bowler and everything. You made some money playing NFL football. When you get that first check from Bass, you know what I mean? You get a check, say you get that check, it's like $1,200, you know what I mean? Something like that, like meal money for you. That's going to be exciting, though, right? You're going to look at that and say, man, I just made $1,200 for a guy that made a lot of money. That's still going to be cool when you get that first check, right?
Yeah, I think more of it's to me, you know what I'm saying? I've been blessed and very thankful for what I've acquired just playing in the NFL. And you know, getting that check, that's even – I mean, it's like everything. You know what I'm saying? Even cutting check to me is like everything. And you know what I'm saying? Fishing these opens and stuff, these tournaments. And, you know, you got to understand that we put so much time and we put, you know, there's gas money. There's all kind of things that adds up to this. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm a competitor. You know what I'm saying? I want to win. You know what I'm saying? I don't see failure. I don't like that. I want to win. You know what I'm saying? And I take that very seriously. You know, no matter, I don't care what age you, I don't care who I'm going against, I don't care. I was like, just understand, if you're competing against me, I'm coming to win. There's no letting off. There's no. I'm not giving nobody no handicap. I ain't getting nothing. I'm coming to win, and that's just my mentality. You know, I tell people all the time, like, if you think you will compete against me, you want to bet against me, I'm coming. Just like I was on the football field, I'm coming.
Is it true that your nickname in the pros was the Hunter because they knew you were an outdoorsman?
Oh yeah,
they called you the Hunter
because you know, I'm a big hunter. I'm a big, very, very avid hunter. Yeah, and they used to call me the Hunter. You know what I'm saying? Because it kind of referring to what you know. I used to have to quarterbacks down. And,
there you go.
And when I'm off the football field, I'm on to another field. You know, I'm hunting
them bass.
You know, so I'm getting after whitetails. You know.
Trent Cole has been our guest. Trent, I hope I draw you, man. I mean, we could tell some stories. I don't know if we'll catch fish, but we'll tell some stories.
Yeah. It'd be fun because I'm very like I don't eat. Like, it's crazy to say. I'll tell you this. I'll admit this. I don't eat when I fish. People say, and that's one thing I got to work on is my hydration when I'm on that boat. You know what I'm saying?
You're so focused.
And that's a big key in everything that I found out that, you know, when you get dehydrated, man, your body starts aching. It affects your mental part too.
That's fantastic. Trent Cole has been our guest. Trent, I appreciate you so much. Good luck, man, the rest of the way. We'll see you out there somewhere.
Yeah, thank you for having me, man.
All right, thank you. All right, coming up next, Casey Smith, the Rapala Winner's Circle on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham. And I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. Tom Abraham here from my friend Brian Hammaker and his team at North Alabama Mortgage. Look, buying a home is the biggest purchase you will make in your life, and it can be a bit intimidating, so you want people that can help walk you through the mortgage process and get you the best deal possible. That's what North Alabama Mortgage does, and they do it in Alabama, Tennessee, and Florida, from first-time purchases to refis, conventional, VA, FHA, and USDA loans. They have the solution at North Alabama Mortgage. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com to learn more. That's North Alabama Mortgage.com. Tom Abraham here for my friends at BassU.TV. Do you want to catch more and bigger bass? Well, whether you're a beginner or an aspiring pro, BassU.TV has courses for you. BassU.TV features over 900 training courses from the most talented anglers on the planet, including Mike Iaconelli, Greg Hackney, Jason Christie, John Cox, Hank Cherry, and many more. Courses cover everything bass fishing from power to finesse. If you like to pitch a big creature bait into heavy cover, well, they'll help you with that. Do you want to learn how to drop shot deep water for big smallies? BassU.TV has that covered as well. Plus, learn how the pros break down new waters and check out the advanced courses on tournament preparation and strategy. If you want to become a better bass angler, visit bassu.tv/radio and sign up. That's bassu.tv/radio and begin learning today. The Bass University. Never stop learning.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now time for the Rapala Winner's Circle. And I've got to tell you, this is full disclosure now. The dude that won up at Oneida Lake, he and I share a lot of similarities. We are from the same part of the country, very much from the same part of the country. We both have a background in construction and in the trades. And we both would call, really, Cayuga Lake our home lake and the lake that we cut our teeth on. I was really excited to see Casey Smith get the win at Oneida, and he did it going away. And he joins us now in a Rapala Winner's Circle. Casey, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having me on. Yeah, I've listened to the show for quite a while, and I know you got roots in the area, so I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, that was when we talked earlier in the week. I was kind of surprised by that you knew that I was an upstate New York guy as well. And not a lot of experience so on Oneida for me, but this was a body of water that you knew very, very well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I live in the Rochester area, so I would say probably Cayuga is my home pond. That's about a half hour from my front door. Oneida is a little bit more like an hour, hour 15, but I fish at least a half a dozen tournaments up there a year, usually in the fall time just because I'm traveling, fishing other stuff in the summer. But I know it very, very, very well, inside and out, upside down, inside out, whatever you want to say. I know every corner of it, that's for sure. It has changed a little bit over the years, so I had to do a little bit of relearning it, but I got pretty lucky and had things come together last week.
It seemed that a lot of these bodies of water have changed quite a bit. You know, the elites are fishing at the St. Lawrence River and into Lake Ontario as we speak. We'll have a full report on that next week. But I remember back in the day, 80s and 90s, fishing tournaments up there on the St. Lawrence. If you had 15, 16 pounds a day, you would have a mixed bag as well. You'd have some largemouth from Lake of the Isles or something like that. You know, you were doing really, really well. Now it's going to be possibly a 100-pound tournament over 4 days, and I would have think that some of that has been going on in the Finger Lakes and even in Oneida.
Yeah, we're seeing very similar changes. I mean, at the St. Lawrence, even back when I first started fishing in a BASS-affiliated club, Rochester Bassmasters, which you and I have in common,
yeah,
too, I think we figured out. I started fishing that club in 2009 or 10. I remember our first few trips up there, the guys were still catching largemouth, and the area around Morristown and Brockville, where probably a lot of guys are going to fish the elites this week, was undiscovered. And guys went up there and fished that area for the first time, came back with 20-plus pounds, and everyone was blown away. Now, you know, 20 pounds doesn't even do you a whole lot of good up there. And we're seeing the same stuff in the Finger Lakes. The gobies are in there. They've been in there a little longer than everybody realizes, I think. But they're in there. The fish are feeding on them. Oneida, 100%, they're feeding on them, and it's completely changed the way that they set up in the lake. They do eat bait fish. I mean, they're opportunistic, so they eat bait fish, perch fry, crawdads, whatever. My fish last week were actually majority spitting up crawdads, but they're feeding down and looking on the bottom, and that probably started with the gobies. Cayuga is the same way. There's gobies everywhere. We got a pontoon boat that we take out down there and relax on the weekends, and you swim around in a shallow cove or at the sandbar, and there's gobies swimming all over the place. And that one's going to be a unique one because that's one of our fisheries that's predominantly largemouth. There is some giant smallmouth, obviously the state record.
You just got a state record out of there. Yeah, right.
But yeah, definitely. But they're in there. They're a little more of a secret than the largemouths, but the largemouths are in there, and they're definitely eating the gobies. We'll see what they do to the gobies, or what the gobies do to them, rather. But they're definitely getting bigger, and the smallmouth are getting massive because of it.
I remember, again, back in the day, having a 5-pound largemouth and a 4.5-pound smallmouth out of there, out of Cayuga. And again, I thought I had set the state record. You know, I mean, it was just that different. And then we just had that 8.5-pounder or whatever it was caught out of Cayuga Lake. So that wasn't you, huh? I figured figured, well, that must be Casey Smith catching 8.5 pounds.
No. That was a guy. Those couple guys, I know who those dudes are. They spend a lot of time down there around opening weekend and do themselves a little sight fishing for some fish that are lingering around. And I'm pretty sure they snatched that one up like that. My dad caught a 7-pound, 8-ounce smallmouth with me this spring, though. And I remember the day he was with me, he's kind of old school and doesn't come out and fish a lot more. And he said, wow, I can't believe it. It's unbelievable fish. And I said, yeah, it's going to get broken here for sure sooner rather than later. I had a buddy last year, Alex. He caught a 7-11, I think, down there.
Wow.
So we knew it was coming. All the guys that fish the lake often, especially in the spring, we had a pretty good idea it was coming. It was more of a matter of time.
Casey Smith with us coming off his win at Oneida Lake in the St. Croix Bassmaster Open at Oneida Lake, the second stop on the Northern Division. 55 pounds, 13 ounces to get that win by exactly 2 pounds over a guy by the name of Liam Blake. Do you notice Blake kid at all? I mean, have you ever heard of that guy? I mean, what was up with that?
Yeah.
He's your boy, isn't he?
Yeah, that's my guy. I took Liam and I met in Rochester Bassmasters as well. At the time, I was kind of fishing a little different stuff, but I was still lingering around fishing some club tournaments, and I noticed his dad was bringing him to the tournaments all the time, and he was just quiet, little kid, braces still on his teeth, and I for whatever reason, one day I just turned to him and I said, hey, do you want to come out with me to practice? It was on Canisius Lake, which I know you know, and I said, do you want to practice with me for a tournament on Canisius Lake tomorrow? And he said, yeah, and came out, and we just had a good time. I appreciated how much he enjoyed fishing and loved the sport, enjoyed being out on a boat. I asked him a lot of questions that day about how he got involved with the sport. His mom and dad weren't into fishing. And he said he just, you know, learned everything from reading Bassmaster magazine, Bassmaster.com, and Fishing Ponds. And I thought that was cool. So he ended up traveling with us for a long time, and now he's a monster. He's a handful. And he finished second last week. He was on stage leading the tournament when I weighed in, and that was bittersweet. I felt, obviously super glad to win and fortunate for myself, but at the same time, it was very difficult to knock him off the podium. That's one of my best friends, and I care more about that kid than a lot of people, and it definitely hurt a little bit to do that, but he was super, super good about it, handled it well, and he didn't fish the James, so if he would have won, he wasn't going to the Classic.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He was really happy that, I got the opportunity to go to the Classic, and, we shared a couple cocktails. He's older. He's not 16 anymore, so we can have a couple cocktails. So we had a couple cocktails at the house that night and celebrated, and, we were very, happy with how it finished. That was it was a good day for me and Liam.
That might be the first shout out that Canisius Lake has gotten on Bassmaster Radio. I actually lived on Canisius Lake for 13 years. I used to be a football coach at Livonia High School, and right there at the lake, my kids went to Livonia High School as well. So yeah, a neat little pond, that's for sure. Casey Smith with us here. So $52,300. That's not chump change, is this? And I know you've got some FLW chops in your history as well. Is this the biggest win of your career?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I won a FLW series event, which at the time was comparable to the Bassmaster Opens, but I didn't win quite this purse, and the field wasn't quite as big, and, no knocks to those guys, but Bassmaster is the deal. Bassmaster is the big show. The amount of media coverage and phone calls and texts and all that have come from this is way more than I got back then. I was very early in my career when I won that, so I didn't quite know what I was getting into at the time either. Not to mention the cherry on top of this deal, which is a classic. That's a lifelong goal, a lifelong dream. It's a lifelong achievement, a dream come true. I don't know what you want to say or what you want to call it, but it's unbelievable that part of it is there as part of the package.
Have you ever been to a classic before? Not as a competitor, but have you ever even been to a classic? Because where you're going to the classic, because where you're going, this one in Knoxville, and I don't know know if you know this water much at all. It's you know, it can be, it certainly can be tricky up there at the Tennessee River out in Knoxville. But this is by far the number of classics that I've been to. There's nothing like the launch, the morning launches at this particular location, because going out of the Volunteer Landing there, you're gonna have 5,000 people watching you guys take off. It is something to see. Intimidating, I don't want to say intimidating, exhilarating, it's definitely that, but this is, and then you got the short, you're right there, you take out and literally to take you right over to the Thompson Bowling Arena, and you know you're weighing in a 20,000 seat arena, and hopefully you're there on Championship Sunday as well when it will be packed. It's really a sight to see, but you picked a good one to make, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. You know, that it's the big show. I mean, that's why you fish bass, is to get to that tournament and get to the Elite Series, hopefully. I have been to one classic. I went to the classic on Lake Gunnersville, the Randy Howell one, and I was on the water with a friend of yours, Jake Davis.
Yeah.
Was nice enough to, I knew Jake, and I was in town for work, and a friend of mine flew down. We decided to go to the classic, and Jake took us out to watch some people. I remember Randall Tharp was leading after 2 days on, he was fishing, what's the bridge there, or Cherry one, Browns Creek Bridge?
Yeah, Browns Creek. He also likes that power line as well, not too far from Goose Pond.
Yep.
You know, Randall has a couple of hunting holes right along that big power line there.
Yep, so we went out and watched that, and I'll never forget in the morning the feeling of all those people. That was a massive crowd. The boats taking off down the river valley. It sounded like Daytona 500 was running down the river, and I will never forget that, how unbelievable that was. I look back at the pictures all the time, and I'm really looking forward to being in that scenario with that crowd on that stage, and I got a lot of family and friends are already planning on going, and I honestly couldn't be more excited about it. That was the only classic I've been to, and I kind of told myself back then, I want the next one I go to, I want to fish in, and I didn't know how I was going to do it. I've been chasing through the Bass Nation for a while and been close at a few of those championships, but this is obviously my first one, and I'm super excited about it.
No, it's going to be great stuff. All right, finally, tell us about, you know, this isn't cheap to run around out there chasing this little green fish and hopefully picking up a big check. You got great guys that you work for there, you know, in upstate New York that allow you to be able to do this. But who are some of the guys that make it possible, some of the sponsors that make it possible for you to be out there pursuing this dream?
Yeah, I'm pretty fortunate. I got a job that lets me do it. I'm in the construction industry, so that's obviously our busy season at work. But industry-wise, Thayer's Marine in Connecticut, they're my Ranger dealer, Ranger Mercury. Those guys have helped me out for a long, long time with boats, motors, trolling motors, electronics, anything I need. They are the best bass boat dealer in our area. There's no doubt about that. Sims, they've helped me out for a long time, too. They're great. Humminbird. I won this tournament basically using 360, and that was the deal. That was the ticket. And then Douglas Rods is a local rod manufacturer up here. They're in the Syracuse area. They were at the tournament. They make some super high-end stuff, and I couldn't do it without all those people. So I appreciate all their help and support. All my family and friends on top of that, they all know who they are. I'm not going to list them all, but they know very well who they all are, and I appreciate everything they've all done for me since day one.
And it takes a very understanding family as well to allow you to do this, which is outstanding for you to have. Casey Smith has been our guest in the Arapahoe Winner's Circle. Casey, I will see you at Knoxville in March. So at the very least, I'll see you then. I look forward to shaking your hand, and I'll be pulling for you. You know, the old home guys, you got to pull for them.
I appreciate it. Look me up. Find me when you're there, and I'd love to meet you in person. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you. And that's Casey Smith with his victory. And, you know, and he's a guy that's just fishing the northern. So we're going to see he's 15th in the points right now. We had that news earlier that the system is going to change a little bit next year for qualifying for the elites. So we'll see what happens. This guy can catch them up, though. I can tell you that. And he can catch them all over the country. The question is going to be, for a guy like that, you know, whether or not the new system fits into his schedule or not. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Five fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of a truck or a car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
You know, I've known the guys from Enigma Fishing for a few years now, and I think I have a pretty good feel for the top two priorities for them. Make quality products and get them to the public at a great price. But now they're taking it to the next level with this special buy one, get one free deal. This month, all Pesca and Valkyrie reels are buy one, get one. Two for the price of one. And you can get four pair of Pesca polarized sunglasses for just $100? I mean, you better jump on that one soon. Go to EnigmaFishing.com now. That's EnigmaFishing.com. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available.
Let's go.
Think you know bass fishing? Time to prove it. Bassmaster now has two fantasy games giving you even more opportunities to win. Play Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and the Mercury Bassmaster Dream the Lake Challenge. Get in position for a chance to win some great prizes, including a $15,000 shopping spree at Bass Pro Shops and fishing trips with Davey Hyde and Mark Zona. Every tournament is a chance to win, and there's more than $90,000 in prizes. You can't win if you don't play, plus it's free. To find details, sign up and play all season. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Bassmaster Radio has a new home at the new Bassmaster.com. You will now find us under the Nation tab, which seems quite fitting. Of course, you can always go to Bassmaster.com/radio to find the show as well, and on the SportsMap Radio Network and select other great stations around the country. Rapala Fantasy Fishing is underway, and you can win great prizes during every elite tournament. You got two more chances by going to Bassmaster.com and clicking on the fantasy page to register your team. There are individual prize packages for each week, and the grand prize for the season-long winner is over $20,000 in prizes plus a fishing trip with Davey Height. Check out profishing.shop for our exclusive lifestyle line, hashtag fish on, to proclaim your love of fishing. And take a look at the legendary Lake Series as well. You can even buy Bassmaster Radio gear and check out the new line of coffee mugs. That's profishing.shop. And if you're like me, you never stop learning the best bass fishing techniques and tricks. And now you have a place to find it all in one place with Bass University's bassu.tv/radio. You'll find over 900 training courses there from the most talented anglers on the planet, including Mike Iaconelli, Greg Hackney, Jason Christie, John Cox, Hank Cherry, and many more. If you want to become a better bass angler, visit bassu.tv/radio and sign up today. That's bassu.tv/radio and begin learning. Let's take a look at the upcoming schedule on the Elites. Two more events in August. It'll be August 18th through the 21st at Lake Oahe out of Moorbridge, South Dakota. And then the finale is August 26th through the 29th at the Mississippi River in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Now, the open schedule will head to Lake Hartwell October 6th through 8th for the final Southern Open of the season. The Centrals have two to go, one in September 22nd through the 24th at the Red River, and October 20th 20th through the 22nd at Sam Rayburn, and the Northerns will wrap up September 8th through 10th at the Upper Chesapeake Bay. And remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the Nation button and click on Bassmaster Radio. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.